Wake up. Oh, please wake up. Oh, thank God. Yes, I was kicking you, but only because you were passed out. I desperately need you to be awake. Yes, as a matter of fact, I am tied up. Good, you're starting to get your wits about you. In a few more seconds, you'll realize that you're tied up as well. You were asleep and they broke into our house and then something happened that really knocked you out. It was that super villain that we were watching on the news over dinner the other night. He came to our house looking for the blue beacon because he thinks mom is her. It's silly really, but also really unfortunate. Apparently the blue beacon has been spotted coming and going to this area a lot. He said he narrowed it down to this neighborhood, then traced some alien energy signature to your house. He did his research and saw that mom owns that particular place. She even looks a little like the blue beacon. Well, maybe if she was younger. But I guess that's a definite similarity. Oh, I know it's stupid. They're wasting their time waiting for her to rescue her children from this warehouse. Mom isn't the blue beacon. I know that for a fact. Because I'm the blue beacon. Don't laugh. None of this is funny or a lie. I am the Blue Beacon. I defend Earth on the behalf of the Blue Beacon Battalion, an ancient order of universal guardians. We harness the power of love and everything good to fight hate wherever it appears. I know I don't look much like the Blue Beacon, but that's the point. There is an actual Blue Beacon that gives me my powers. And that's where I get my name from. When I invoke those powers using this alien ring, I change appearance a bit. Which is good. Because no one will take a teenage girl seriously as a superhero. But the power makes me look bigger and older. Well, and it gives me the glowing blue hair and blue eyes. And blue skin. And what did you call them that other night when I was on the news? Really nice boobs. You're supposed to be embarrassed by saying that about your sister's breast. Except, you don't believe me, do you? You're thinking that I'm making this all up. I'm wondering how I got tied up if I really was the blue beacon. Well, mostly it was just bad luck. I had just come back from stopping an asteroid from hitting the Earth. I had used up most of the energy in the ring, and I should have charged up with my beacon. Except that I was so tired that I didn't think there would be any harm in waiting until the morning. And then they broke into the house while we were sleeping. Thankfully, mom is out of town. I didn't have enough power in my blue beacon ring to even try to stop them. All I would have done was let them know I was the one they were looking for. So I sent the ring away on a little trip so they wouldn't find it on me or in the house. Speaking of which, here it comes. Hopefully the sight of the blue beacon ring floating down through the skylight is some proof to you or how it comes to me and finds my hands behind my back. Sliding back into my finger. Oh, but there's so little power left in it. The little trip drained. What was little energy was left in it. I can't transform or really do anything, I think. Wait, turn over you can so that I can see the knot in your robes. If I can see it physically, then I can imagine it being loosened in my mind. The blue beacon works through the power of imagination. There. Now try to slip out of the ropes. I think I might have loosened them just enough to let you get free. Oh, thank God. You're free. Now untie me. There's no more energy left in the ring. Even if I could see my own nuts. Oh, thank you. Ow. It's going to take a while to get full feeling back in my wrist, I think. But that's not really important. I need to charge my ring with the blue beacon and then I can take care of this super villain and his henchmen. Now, normally the beacon is back at home. It floats in my room. But Fate shifted just a little out of our reality. That's the alien energy source our kidnapper detected. I didn't have time to recharge when I heard them bang against my bedroom door. But all it took was a thought to hide it from them. But I couldn't hide it at home. It doesn't do me any good hiding in my bedroom if I'm trapped here. So, I hid it inside you. Don't freak out. It's not hurting you at all. It's more energy than matter anyway. But it did keep you from waking up until just a few minutes ago. I knew they would probably take both of us with them. Apparently being inside your body also blocks out the energy signature because they don't seem to detect anything strange about either of us. My ring gives me access to the ancient memory stores of the Blue Beacon Battalion and that matches some of their experience. The important thing is that you're here, which means the beacon is here. All I have to do is wheel it out of your body, like... So... Let me try that again, like... So... Okay, I don't have enough power to separate it from you. Or maybe it's just harder to take out of a person than put it in. Maybe I need to take you back to Blue Beacon Battalion headquarters to have their people remove it. Unfortunately, that's not even in this galaxy. You really don't want to know how far away it is from here. But I should be able to charge my ring from my beacon, even with it in you. All I need to do is point my ring at you like this, and then recite my blue beacon out. Against darkest fear, almost evil hate, only pure blue love will set. Huh? Will set? It's not working. I should feel something. We should see something. Your body seems to be blocking my ring's ability to draw energy from the beacon. Oh, there's got to be a solution. Even with my ring almost completely drained, I can still access the memory stores of billions of years and trillions of Blue Beacon Battalion Guardians. Just give me a minute. There's almost an infinite amount of knowledge here. But my willpower will guide me to what I need. Wait. There is a similar situation. Guardian Tressia of Imperial Tree placed her beacon inside her companion when it and he were damaged. But she could not recharge her ring until they... Oh my god. Well, we're screwed. I can't recharge the ring. Well, technically we could. It's just that we can't. You and I can't. You're going to make me embarrass myself, aren't you? The only way Guardian Dressia was able to charge her beacon once it was in her companion was to have sex with him. It makes sense, I guess, because the Blue Beacon Battalion's power is love. That allowed her to connect to the beacon and charge up her ring. So in order for me to charge up my ring, you and I would have to... Well, do what we could never possibly do. We'll have to find a way out of here ourselves. Then maybe one of the other Blue Beacon Battalion members will come to check on why I don't respond to hails. And they can take both of us back to the headquarters and get this all sorted out. Except that could take months before they check. Maybe years. We can't wait that long. I don't think we can even get out of this little part of the warehouse they have us locked into. If we don't get out, they will find the ring on me now. And put two and two together. They realize they don't need to wait for Mom because they already have the Blue Beacon. And they'll torture both of us to find out my secrets. So, I guess this might be a good time for me to ask you just how you feel about incest. You're a Game of Thrones fan, right? Sorry, I checked you. I shocked you, I guess. I shocked me too. I really don't want to consider this, but it's either have sex with you in hopes of charging my ring, or let us both get tortured. Maybe this supervillain even finds a way to harness the power of the ring or the beacon, even in their current state. I can't allow any of that to happen, no matter the cost. Even if it means letting my big brother have sex with me, it will just be one time. Then either my ring would be charged, and I could easily free us from here, and defeat that villain. I could easily separate the beacon from you as well. Or else it doesn't work, and we're really screwed. Either way, we don't need to ever have sex ever again. Ever again. Obviously, I don't want to do it. And from the expression on your face, I'm guessing you don't either. But we have to do it. Well, we don't really have a choice. Well, we do. There's always a choice. But what we don't have is time to think about it. Or to try to come up with a better solution. Our kidnappers could check on us at any time. I'm still dressed in a nightgown I slept in, with just some panties underneath. Now that I got some sensation bags in my hand, I can shrug out of the nightgown. These aren't the press you obsessed over while watching me on the news the other night. Except they are, in a way. Or they could be when I transform into the blue beacon and changing into an older, more optimistic version of myself. Unfortunately, that looked kind of like bomb. I laid the panties on for a bit. I'm not ready to take them off quite yet, but I think I can muster the courage to take your shorts off. It's almost a blessing they kidnapped us in the middle of the night, because I think removing too much clothing would be too much of a burden for us to overcome. Instead, I can just reach over and slowly pull your shorts and underwear down at the same time. That's a cock. That's your cock. It tells me that it's not hard, but at the same time, we need it to get harder. Would you mind if I suck it? At least, would you be willing to let me do it? We need this thing to get hard enough to put into me. And I don't know how much time we have. If you want, I can wipe all of this from your memory once my ring is charged. But I need to get my ring charged first. Okay. Well, here I goes, I guess. Your cock. And my mouth. Any second now. Sorry that I was so nervous and I didn't know what I'm doing, but I don't. You're my first blowjob. Being the blue beacon doesn't give me much time for a social life, especially since I'm a schoolgirl on top of it. I have homework and chores, but I also have to keep the world safe. It doesn't leave time for boyfriends or blowjobs. At least you're getting harder. As bad as it is that my mouth is making you hard, it would be worse for us if it couldn't. And it would make things even more awkward between us. Speaking of awkward, you aren't the only one that needs to be ready for this. So while I suck you, I'm going to slip my hand into my panties. I barely have time to masturbate in my free time. This is the first time I've done it with anyone else around. But if I can get myself even a little wet, it will help the both of us, especially as you get harder and harder. you'll forgive me if I stop. You'll forgive me if I stop sucking you. I'm afraid if I keep going, your cock will keep growing. It's big enough as it is. No, I need to focus on my clit. And my pussy. And making myself wetter for you. This is embarrassing and not very heroic, but being a superhero is about making the difficult choices and self-sacrifice. Okay, that will have to do. Oh, your cock is hard, but covered in my saliva. My pussy seems tiny in comparison, but it's so wet now. My panties are already soaking, but it's okay. I'm taking them off. Now lay down on this empty bags here. I think it's best if you're on the bottom for this. If it works, I need to be able to point my ring at you to recharge. And I can't do that well if I'm on the bottom or facing away from you. I'll just have to ride on top of you. So I'll step over your body as you lie there. Oh, with that scary looking cock pointing straight up at the sky. But it's also pointing up at me. And my pussy. I need to get that thing in me. Because the beacon is in you. I'm kneeling down now, telling you exactly what I'm doing distracts me, so forgive me for it. Forgive me for all of this, for getting you kidnapped and for making you have sex with me. I was chosen by the ring, but I also chose to follow the path once it was offered to me. I chose to have sex with my brother because it's what needs to be done. Now I'm right over it. Your cock is just an inch and so away from my pussy. I think a drop of wet just fell from me into you. Oh, this is so wrong. But there's nothing in my Blue Beacon Battalion code that forbids it. Instead, the code compels me to do whatever I can. Whatever I can to fight evil and to protect the ring and the beacon. Please, I have a duty to guard the lives of the innocents around me, such as yourselves. Except, neither of us seems that innocent, as I lower myself towards your cock, though, do we? I definitely won't be so innocent once you're inside of me, and I'm no longer a virgin, but I'll still be a superhero. In fact, losing my virginity to you will be what hopefully helps me get my powers back. Your cock is pressed up against my pussy now. Or my pussy is pressed down against your cock. I guess both are true. Just like how we will soon be brought brother and sister. and lovers at the same time. I've done so many brave things as the blue beacon, but my brother's cock is the scariest thing I've faced so far, I think. But I need to do this. I need to lower myself more and more and press down against you. Is there now? We just need to make it stronger. The blue beacon heart is the power of love. We must give it that, just like I'm giving my body to you. And move up and down, Oliva. This must be so much easier if I was transformed into my superhero form. This bigger and tougher, she could probably take your cock so easily. But if I could be her right now, I wouldn't need to have sex with you at all. But I do need to. And I need to stand out with some degree of enthusiasm, because that's what will allow me to connect with the beacon. And the better the sex, the better connection we'll get, until nearer the moment of orgasm, in those few seconds right before it starts. This is me. Sorry, Josh Marie. At least if I don't die of embarrassment first. Alright, the feelings and the henchmen will come to check on us. I can't imagine what they think if they walked in on the two of us having sex. They know we're family. They wonder what is wrong with us. That's okay, I guess. I wonder what is wrong with us too. Especially me. I keep bouncing up and down and doing a cock with growing enthusiasm and growing seamlessness. I can feel the power of the beacon growing closer all the time. But something else too, I can't help but get lost and feel an orgasm building. In fact, I need it to happen. And the more powerful, the better. That is what the data source tells me. That's what my body tells me. No. The connection is so strong now. I can feel the beacon in you. And this is as clearly as I feel you in me. I can put my brain down at your chest. And in a few seconds I have remaining me for orgasm. Reset my own against darkest fear. I'll fall asleep. I'll be blue, pure, blue love. We'll set that evil straight. For a while, hate destroys. True blue love creates. And I am blue beacon. My love is great. Oh, God, the powers is lost in my body, changing me into her. But the power of love from the beacon is amplified to the power of pure love for the brother, for his little sister, magnifying like that. I've never felt such power. What is your God that's about to make me come? And come back to transfer. My body can handle it all. Transformed to the blue beacon as well, which is still inside of me. Maybe that's easier to handle that fucking your little sister. I levitate myself over you and manifest my costume around me. You should probably get dressed too. Oh, don't worry about the supervillain. With the power I have now, all I have to do was think, and he and his henchmen were transferred to the Justice Federation's Mega Max Penitentiary. I did edit their memories first though. They won't be any threat to our family, or my secret identity. Now all that remains is to remove the beacon from your body. Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit. All I have to do is wish it and it will happen. Your body does shield its energy signature though. It's safer in your than just healing in my room, even if it was out of space. Now that my ring has power, I can recharge from the beacon anytime that I want. Of course, if I want to supercharge, well, we know how to do that as well. There are many times where this amount of pure energy would be helpful. I'm not saying I'm willing to do this all of the time. But if a really bad supervillain appears, or something else truly awful, it's nice to know I have it available for me. And there's one more thing you should know about. Incredible power wasn't the only result of our meeting. I might be pregnant already, with a baby conceived not just of our genetics, but of the power of the blue beacon itself. She won't just harness the power of the blue beacon, she will be one herself. This is the child prophesied by the battalion over a billion years ago. Finally brought to life through our bodies. So yeah, kind of a lot to jump on you tonight. You know who I really am. And then us having sex. And then telling you, you met your little sister pregnant with an alien super baby. Do you want me to wipe your mind of some of this? I know I can trust you with my secret identity, but I could still do it if the guilt of screwing your little sister is too much. Or you could keep your memories. We could make love again if that level of power is needed. And you could help me through my pregnancy and with the raising of our mysterious alien prophecy child. Because I don't think I can do it all on my own. Thank you. Oh, thank you. I knew I could count on you. I may be the blue beacon, but my big brother will always be my hero.